Sometimes silence is deafening. At other times, things have to be seen to be believed. For those in the deaf community, these two statements ring loud and clear. Most of us will never understand what it is like to be part of this special group. But spend some time with loyal Chiefs fan Rick Borchardt, and your eyes will be opened.
I was born in St. Joseph, Missouri. Lived there for about 2 years, and then I have a 2-year older brother, and he was starting school, and he's deaf also. So my mom and dad were looking into schools outside of St. Joe, and they found a good school in Kansas City. So we moved there when I was 2, and I've been there ever since, in Overland Park, Kansas, and my parents are still there. My parents have been great. My whole life, they've been very supportive. Once they found out we were deaf, after they stopped crying, they started investigating what we needed and what our future was going to be like. I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for them.
It was tough to have a second child with a hearing impairment, but thank God Donna was a teacher, because she was the one that got us through that type of thing.
We started going to as many parent meetings as we could find. Began to learn sign language, making choices for schools. I think, you know, we learn to adapt, we learn perseverance.
My brother and I played sports growing up. We both went to mainstream school throughout elementary, and then by high school, my brother went to the deaf school. I decided to stay in my classes with the mainstream. I was the only deaf person in my school. I didn't have an interpreter. Nobody really paid attention to teachers anyway. I played sports, but I was lip reading a lot. I was playing soccer and baseball, things I knew. I didn't start football until I was a senior in high school.
When he became a senior, the state allowed a hearing impaired student in a mainstream program to participate in sports and extracurriculars at the School for the Deaf.
I didn't want to learn the game. I wanted to play it. I knew I would have better opportunities at Kansas School for the Deaf.
Football. You're either on the bench or on the field. How poetic that Rick reflects this game in his everyday life and how he approaches it. But what would you expect from a guy who's 6'4", 210? You certainly would never find him on the sidelines.
Most kids I know who can't hear are the active ones. They're outside doing stuff all the time. They don't sit around listening to the radio or watch much TV. They'd rather be out doing stuff, and that's the way I was growing up. I don't think being deaf makes a difference in football. Everybody on my team was deaf, our coaches were deaf, so everything was in sign language. You had no problem with that. It's just quiet. That's the only difference. Very quiet. You don't hear the helmets crashing, but you can sure feel it. Some kids who were not very nice, but I think once they saw me play, they were more receptive. played Iron Man football. We were 7-1 that year. We were national depth champ. I was playing all the time, defense and offense. It's fun to hit people. That's the best part of football. In soccer, they had all these rules. I tried to play basketball one time in 7th grade, and I fouled out. Football is just the action. The hitting, running, catching takes a lot more skill. I think I liked offense. I scored some touchdowns. I would just always run up to the referee and hand him the ball with a smile. I didn't really watch the Chiefs much until I was in high school. And my brother took me to my first game at Arrowhead in high school, probably when I was a junior or a senior. We sat way up at the top. Actually, the players are a lot smaller in person than they are on TV. I have a lot of friends that ask me about Arrowhead because we have that reputation of being loud and that tailgating. When you go to those games, you see red and gold everywhere. It's really a beautiful sight. Everyone cooking, having a good time, and they really go early in the morning to prepare for the game, no matter what time it starts. And they're very friendly too, even with visiting teams, not like some other places I've been. They often stand, and you have to stand in order to see over there. They're very large. You can feel the vibration. I've been to several stadiums. Kansas City is still and always will be my favorite.
Nothing is more important to Rick than his roots. Yet he'll always feel most at home walking the sidelines at the Kansas School for the Deaf. So what could be more special than bringing his hometown team to the field where it all began?
One of the things, you know, a lot of times people ask you, you know, what is one important thing that you learn as far as playing football and all? A lot of times they figure as professional athletes about the money and all, too. But one of the things I kind of appreciate, just like with Tony, same thing with Dave and all, what happens out here, just like you got your mother and father, brothers and sisters, this right here becomes your family and all. Everybody don't agree with everything happening or different personalities and all, too, but when you get out on the field, you play as one.
Some things are universal, like friendship and laughter, and in this case, a leather ball with 8 laces and the love for all that surrounds it. Although we sense the world in different ways, the joys of running through the grass, tossing the ball, or even cheering on your favorite team has the same meaning for all of us. And no matter how you support the kingdom, like Rick Borchardt, you'll always feel that rumble in your heart.